This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Common mistakes that Muslims make during the month of Ramadan and their fasting. Of the common mistakes that Muslims make during the month of Ramadan and in their state of fasting is wasting excessive amounts of time with entertainment and enjoyable activities and visits and large iftars and all of these wonderful community initiatives, but at the same time, it hinders them from attending to their devotional worships and their Taraweeh prayers. I know that this is common, for example, in some of our areas here in my community, where at times, you know, we will have people that visit my home. But one of the disclaimers that my wife and I, or that we will send out to those who are visiting us, is that we say at 7 o'clock, we will be heading to the masjid, or we will be going to the prayer. You're welcome to stay in our house without us, but we're going to be going to the masjid, inshallah. We'd love for you to join along. It's a polite way of saying, I'm going to kick you out because my salah is more important than hanging out with you and chilling with you. It's important to kind of put priorities first. So no iftar, no community event, no community gathering has more priority for that which is important for you than to stand behind those who are going to lead us in prayer or that we are able to come together. And I know that there are places, subhanAllah, in the world who have been restricted due to COVID restrictions from gathering into the masajid and praying due to limiting of numbers or the spread of the virus. May Allah protect us all. Allahumma ameen. But in your heart, let there always be this intention that nothing is going to deter me from the objective of increasing my output and my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And me spending hours on Netflix in the evening or watching other programs or, you know, sitting with friends and family rather than attending to the masjid if it is open for my visit, consider that this is a privilege that has been restricted from some by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His qadr. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our masajid, to return the world to the normalcy that we at times mistook as being something that was meant to always be there, that when it was taken from us, its deprivation has altered our connection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to stand in lines before Him in salah, to make us from those who recite and hear the Quran in its prayers in the month of Ramadan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads us to an accepted state of ibadah where our sins are forgiven and pardon is sent to us and light descends into our hearts, homes, and communities. Allahumma ameen. Do not waste excessive time in the month of Ramadan that hinders you from your objective of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is but 29 or 30 days. Man hurima khayraha faqad hurim. And the one who is deprived of the blessing of its special night has been deprived of all good. The one who is deprived is the one who underestimated the other 28 or 29 days. May Allah give us khayr in all of our deeds. Allahumma ameen.
Subscribe to this channel, share this video, and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified with every new video at Faith IQ. JazakAllah khayr. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.